outer, inner, the same. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Outer, inner, the same. Our outer and our inner is the same. We sometimes like to think that our inner is where we go to find peace and harmony and goodness, and we go to find all the magnificence that we are, and we sometimes are mistaken by that. We sometimes are confused, because the inner and the outer are the same. If I go within and listen to the divine in me, I can go without and listen to the divine without me too, because the divine is everywhere. It's just that I have learned to be cozy with the divine in me more than I have learned to be cozy with the divine outside of me, and the divine all over me. Think about it. Would you like to have a teddy bear that belongs to somebody else, or would you like to have a teddy bear that belongs to you? Whose teddy bear would you like to have? What teddy bear would be important to you? Well, the teddy bear that you have in your arms is certainly the teddy bear that you get the most good out of. Although you can look at other teddy bears and you can say, that's nice too. They're good teddy bears. Oh yeah, they're fine. They're wonderful. But do you really? The outer and the inner are the same. And we want to realize that, because it's the outer is the inner and the inner is the outer. But when we think about ourselves, when we think about our heart, when we think about our inner self, when we think about who we really are, then we get a little closer to us. We get a little more loving to us. We get a little more friendly, more cuddly. And then that really is true. Now, just I use my pets as an illustration oftentimes, and Jeannie, my black cat, is sitting on my lap. She's a small cat, but she's an older cat, and she's really quite a remarkable young lady. Now, when I think of her sitting on my lap, choosing to sit there, she crawls down from wherever she is, whatever she's doing, she wants to sit there. She just feels very nice sitting on my lap, and I feel very nice having her sit on my lap, because she is my cat. She is the cat that doesn't belong to me, but she's the cat that I have in my world right now. And I have other cats too, Sammy, up at the house, and the ones down at the embassy, and of course Rex, my old buddy. All these wonderful pets that I have, they are my inner. Now you say, well, but they're outer. They're outer beings. They're outer essences. Yes. Now, when I think to myself as I walk the path and I say, Rex, come walk with me now. Come walk beside me. Walk with me in my inner self. I don't say it out loud. Then I am speaking to my inner self, but I can speak to my inner self because Rex and I have a relationship. Or really, I have a relationship with Rex. And Rex is harmonious with me. Rex is one with me. He can listen to me. He can hear me. And he, next thing you know, he's walking right next to me, and he looks up at me, and he says, did you call? And he says, I love you. And then he often goes to his wonderful journeys of smelling here and smelling there and enjoying the 104 acres here in the Absolute Monastery. He just is a wonderful dog. Well, now, Jeannie lives on the small acreage here at the Hermitage, and the Hermitage has a fence around it so that when Rex was a little boy, he would remember to stay in the yard. Now, we can leave the fence open because he stays in the yard. He knows where he belongs. Well, Jeannie came to our house all by herself. She knew where she belonged. She wanted to be in this family here at the Hermitage. And so she set herself up to be here. And there was nothing we could do. We couldn't say, no, I don't want you, or yes, I do want you. She just chose us. Well, now, did I choose her, or did she choose me? Is she my outer, or is she my inner? Well, in my inner, I think I am love. I am harmony. I am peace. I am happiness. I am contentment. I am... I love to pet my pets. I love to have my pets be petted. And they come and they want to be stroked. And see, they're my outer world, but they're my inner world, because they are, so to speak, the immediate outlet for my unconditional love. They're the immediate outlet for my inner divine self. They're the immediate outlet for God in me. And that's kind of wonderful. That's kind of wonderful. I wake up in the morning and I sit up, and Jeannie immediately goes to where I was lying down, because it's warm and cozy and it has me there. And she sits there for the longest time while I'm doing all my other duties around the house, and she just watches me and just is so comfortable sitting on my spot. Well, the outer and the inner are the same. But the inner we feel more at home with. We feel more cozy with. We feel more wonderful with. And this is how we feel with God within ourselves. When we go to the divine within, when we know that all is in divine order now, when we go to that inner self, that inner peace, that inner joy, and we feel just content, we feel at peace, we feel wonderful. And then when we go to the outer, and really the outer is the inner, but when we go to the outer, it's our contentment in the outer that's there. When I pet Jeannie in the outer, I am giving her my unconditional love from my inner. And so there is no break between the outer and the inner. They're one. So as I stroke Jeannie, I'm stroking the outer. And the outer is a reflection of the unconditional love I have on the inner. And that's what Jeannie is. And that's what Rex is. And that's what everyone in my world are. They are all a reflection of what's going on in me. And so as I say, I like myself. I like my world. I like everything around me. I like everything. And when I pick Jeannie up and I toss her on the couch, because she's getting right in the middle of where I'm doing my recording, she looks at me and she says, oh, that was a fun game. And she comes right back and says, do it again, do it again. And little children are like that too, aren't they? They like to say, do it again, and swing me around, throw me here and throw me there, because I know you're doing it with unconditional love. And so my outer and my inner are one. And they're the same. They're all beautiful, loving, wonderful feeling of contentment. So every time I think of anything that might disturb me, I stop for a moment and listen within and say, all is in divine order. I say, all is peace. And I then relax. And then I look again at that outer thing that disturbed me, and it no longer disturbs me, because it's the same as my inner. My inner is peace. My inner is unconditional love. My inner is in divine order. And so I look at the outer, and lo and behold, everything in the outer is in divine order, because the outer and the inner are the same. We can do this with every area of our life if we want to. We can have the outer and the inner be the same in every area of our life if we want to. And if we want to, then the outer and the inner and every area of our life is in divine order. Every area of our life is peace, is joy, is harmony, is goodness, is oneness now. But it'll only be that way if we decide that it's from that inner base that we see everything, from knowing that we are God within ourselves, that we are the divinity within ourselves, and We are our God self on the inner. And truly, we are God on the outer because all is divine, and all is who we are, and all is in divine order. I have that privilege of getting cozy with God, because when I cuddle up with my kitten or my dog or my friends in my world, I am peace, I am unconditional love, and my inner and my outer are just melding together so beautifully, so wonderfully. And when I look at the outer, anytime, and I see anything that needs a little adjustment, it's the adjustment to my inner. And so I adjust my inner self, my unconditionally loving self, and I say, it is now a reflection in my outer. And so it is. The outer and the inner are the same. And all is in divine order. And all is God right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.